The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Okay.
Your talk radio.
It's all better
with
now.
Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. Here it is, the 23rd of August, 2019. We're on the back, we're on the downslide for the mountain fire. We're going to do, Jared, you got a quick update for that?
Yeah, as of 7 a.m. this morning, CAL FIRE came out with a statement that said that it's still 600 acres, but we're now at 40% containment.
They're letting some of the evacuations have been raised and going back. At its height, it was 820 acres. And, of course, the number of they had the big planes coming in and bombing it, and then they had a lot of helicopters out. Fighting, of course, then our brave men and women on the ground putting themselves out there in harm's way to fight the fire. And it appears like they were, you know, they're trying to contain it. And I've got some more news a little bit later on the mountain fire. But 7:06 in the morning, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Linda's here with the weather.
Well, good morning, everybody, on this Friday. Okay. Update on the air conditioning unit in the studio, off, at home, off, and recently overnight, garbage disposal sink not working. So,
no, it works.
I think Mercury's in retrograde.
It all works. The garbage disposal would work.
It's leaking. So I'm putting an alert call out today to make that happen. So, but I think Mercury must be in retrograde. For anybody who believes in the fact that the planets spin backwards, things like this go awry. And then, of course, with the evacuations, I had an event at the house last night. I got a call. I had an event at the house last night and I got a call, a text from a girlfriend that said, "Oh, we can't wait to come." And 20 minutes later, 30 minutes later, another text, "Don't think I'm going to be able to make the event tonight. I'm being evacuated right now in Tierra Oaks." And that was like three or four people we know that are living in Tierra Oaks that were evacuating their animals and so on and so forth. So thank you again to Sue McClain yesterday and Carl, because we can do it. Sue decided to stick around, do the updates. And, you know, Sue is a rock star. You know, she's kind of one of those unsung heroes that just really.
Well, when you're adding on to that, and she did a fantastic job. But then Jared rolled in at 5 and was in here till, 8 o'clock last night, buddy?
Yeah, that's right.
Doing updates, too.
Well, thank you, Jared.
You know, the fact is this is what we're here for. Plus the fact now. We've got to get finished with this so we can get Amy on
Absolutely.
Her way.
Absolutely.
Or she has to leave.
I know, but, you know, let me just have a moment here. I mean, we're all in a moment. So temperatures today are going to reach 104 with the overnight lows of 71. Saturday calls for 102 with our overnight clear with around 70. And now we get into we're going to start getting into the hotter weather again. Sunday, 103. Monday, 106. And Tuesday, 106. Sunny and hot, you know, that's the way it goes. Wednesday is 103. And, well, on Thursday, according to the National Weather Service, we dipped down below the triple digits with just a mere 99. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned and operated business. We love that, folks. Gosh, we talked about this last night. Support your local businesses. It is a way that the city thrives. 365-3793. And let's break into our Haven Humane Society, Amy, Pet of the Week, who brought in a darling female pup.
I did, yeah. I brought in a very, very cute dog named Loki, who's very special. She is for sure a staff and volunteer favorite. Loki is a small little pitty mix. She's probably about 40 pounds, 40, 45 pounds. She's been with us for a little while now. And she's completely blind. So a lot of people don't realize that Loki is blind on first meeting her. Most people don't realize she's blind.
But those, the sunglasses.
No.
And the little seeing-eyed pug in front of her.
Doesn't
mean anything?
Yeah. That's what she really needs is a seeing-eye dog. So Loki actually does great with dogs. She does great with kids. I don't see having very many issues with cats. She can smell them, but she can't see them kind of thing. So you wouldn't know because she's probably been blind her whole life. So she's very, once she's used to her surroundings, she knows where everything is.
Dog is not bumping into anything.
No.
I mean, you walk by her.
Well, she does. She does sometimes. Things that are on the ground are hard for her. At nose level, she kind of sniffs things and she walks slowly. She's very, she's very aware. She knows what she's doing. She knows this is not her, that's why I think she's been blind probably her whole life, because she's used to being blind and used to not being able to see things. So she relies a lot on her sense of smell and her, obviously her sense of hearing, because she listens to things. She's very alert when people are talking. She knows what direction you're coming from.
Yeah, I walked in, came up behind her on my way out, going and leaving the studio here, and she immediately turned her head toward me. I mean, because she heard me walking behind her, and her tail's just a wagon, and she is just, she's just a happy dog,
very.
And here's the thing about dogs and a lot of animals, they don't realize, maybe there's something wrong there.
Yeah, I don't think she knows.
Three-legged dogs always, they don't really realize anything's not right.
No, she can't realize she's blind. She has to think that that's just how life is,
Yeah, everybody's like this.
She doesn't get down about it. She doesn't know about it.
Yeah, so that's why she's happy.
That's why she's happy all the time. And she greets everybody. As soon as she smells you, she just if you're right in front of her, as soon as she can get a whiff of you, she just starts wagging her tail. She's just excited to meet people. She's really good with other dogs. She's good with kids. If we prefer, obviously, respectful kids who are aware that, hey, she is blind. While she can't hear you coming, it's definitely one of those things you don't want to startle her, because she can't see you. She can't see you coming towards her. She doesn't, And every time I take a dog with a disability like this, which is sad to even call it that because I think it's like a superpower, because she's just like, that just means she can see or smell and hear better. But every time I forget when I'm hanging out with deaf dogs, I still talk to them because I think they can hear me. They cannot. Today I was making faces at her and she can't see me. And it's so odd how quickly you forget that they're not all
the
same.
Making faces at the dog.
Well, we would.
I make cute, if I'm sitting there thinking cute how cute she was.
Would
little,
never
I make
have
cute
known.
Faces.
Amy, we always appreciate you picking out a pet and bringing it here on the morning show. And to remind our listeners that, we are very 99.9% close to no-kill shelter.
Yeah, we're
and
very
close. We want to get people in there, adopt a dog. And
we definitely need the community's help to get to that point.
Exactly.
We're really extremely full again right now. And
especially
it happens,
with the fires. You guys were going to stay open. You stayed open late yesterday.
Yeah. So it's definitely one of those things. It's just, your pet has been taken to, Haven, has picked up as a stray. Come pick up your animal. Don't drop off yours and say, I found the stray down the road, because it's not fair.
There were stories
for the dog, it's not fair
night.
To us.
Yeah. There were stories of people rescuing animals last night, and also stories of animals running away, and people were looking for them. Now, this is front page news when it came in Reading for some reason, but I think it's great. They had this one young man that got two dogs, found them, rescued them, and he's brought them down. So hopefully people that have been separated from their animals because of the fire, they couldn't find them or whatever, that will end up good.
Yeah.
Now you took in some last night though, just to board.
Yeah, we
just
did.
For boarding. Yeah. Yeah.
Not a lot, but we did. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? We were so fortunate with this fire. We've learned our lesson. I think I say we, the higher ups at Fight It, that they brought in the big guns
right away. Yeah,
We
were not playing anymore.
No, they had those helicopters flying right away, and then the tanker came over.
Yeah.
I know
for everybody at Haven, were balls of stress yesterday watching everything unfold, waiting, because it's an emergency situation like we had during the car fire. We don't want to jump the gun on something,
right?
But we also don't want to wait too long. We don't want to wait to get into action.
So. Well, Mark, you all extended another hour last night to open it up to see what was coming in.
Yeah.
Because you didn't want to, knowing you all, you didn't want to close during this thing going on like that.
Yeah.
So it's another another attaboy for you all, and Mark and Amy. You're all, you know, you look like you were out fighting, and I don't mean this badly. You look tired.
It was very stressful for us yesterday, even though I think that was harder than if we needed to jump into action. I would have felt better just getting my hands just doing something, but sitting and waiting to see if we needed. Yeah. We were all, you know, had our phones on loud last night. We went home ready to go. We all just didn't think we were going to sleep.
Well,
so.
ever the pro, Amy, as well as all of your staff at Haven Humane. Thanks for being with us this morning. Really appreciate it.
Oh,
Keep doing the good work.
I need to add one more thing.
Yes.
So Loki is about 6 years old. So her adoption fee is half off thanks to the PALS fund. So she's only $37.50 to adopt because we have recently lowered our adoption fees, and all that information is on our Facebook page if anyone's interested in what our new...
lowered your adoption fees?
We have, yes. So check that out on our Haven Humane Society Facebook page.
Okay. Hey, and by the way, they're doing a fire briefing at this moment out at the fairgrounds or wherever. I think, yeah, down at the fairgrounds. So we're going to try and catch into that too. Okay, Amy, thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you.
You know, with all the stuff that we have going on, which is, you know what, it's
a stressful thing for us. Which is trying to fix the sink at 11:30 at night.
It's a stressful thing, but it's nothing compared to those people out in the mountain fire. Everything else kind of goes into the zero stress when you think about our friend. We had friends. I called Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional. He said he couldn't even get in, that they'd blocked it.
Uh-oh.
But Orna had taken care of it, so they have two labs, and those two labs are got them boarded last night. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so the things that are going on with us are really – yeah, they're little nagging things, you know, the air conditioning and all, everything goes on. Mm-hmm. Then the garbage disposal falling off in my hands last night. That was my favorite so far. But it's nothing compared to what those people are going through.
Well, yesterday I did speak to some friends who were the French Gulch fire, in fact, and it's reliving the stress of not knowing if a fire is going to come and sweep through town, even, you know, it's on the outskirts, but it's not on the outskirts. Tierra Oaks, Oasis, Mountain Gate, our friends, they're ready to go. They got their animals, they're thinking. And that's the whole thing about where, or what am I going to take? Where am I going to go? And then we do the swim in. So we're going to come back. We're going to give you the 6 P's of evacuation again that was put together by, Sue, but I'll tell you again, we're gonna plug with wholeheartedly something that we love, and that is our Sleep Number bed. Because I swear, with the stress of all the things that are going on, it, you know, your good night's sleep is worth everything. So my Sleep Number setting last night was 45,
and my Sleep Number setting was 60.
And go down to the Sleep Number bed. You're not ever going to be disappointed with the fact that you've decided to purchase one of the main most purchases in your life. Mention your Sleep Number setting somewhere today. Well, when you go down to the store.
I mean, it's the biggest sale of the year, and for a limited time, you can save 50% on a Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. I'm sorry. Sleep Number is going to hear this and go, "What are you laughing at?" You know, because. You know, Sleep Number, if we don't hit all the right marks there, they're going to come back and go, I hear from Beth. Carl, we just love what you're doing, but you didn't mention this. Okay, what happened?
Next to the vitamin shop.
Next to the vitamin shop.
You won't be disappointed.
The Target Shopping Center, and you can save 50% on the Sleep Number 360, a limited edition smart bed. Hey, we're going to be right back after these messages, 7:19 in the morning, here on the 23rd of August. It's 72 degrees out there. There's a briefing going on right now. Out at the fire center and the fairgrounds. We'll be right back. B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, your town hall of the air. Thank you for the... Thank you for the thank yous for posting and staying on the air last night, giving all day yesterday afternoon and then on the air last night for giving updates on the fire. It's our community too, and we've got a way of spreading not only warnings but also good news. And right now, if you go to our Facebook page, we are sharing the Channel 7 news report on the fire and the latest update and where they're keeping it, how they're keeping it contained, from Dry Creek, before it hits 299, and what they're doing, and the containment is looking pretty good right now. So if you go to our Facebook page, it's up there right now. Again, we're sharing it from KRCR, Channel 7, friends of ours. Now, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Siskiyou Transport, SST Oil. SST Oil, when you're looking at those firefighters out there and they've got the trucks running, they've got the generators running and all this, where do you think they're getting their oil or getting their gas from? That's right, their fuel, their diesel is coming from SST Oil. SST Oil is out there fighting the fires just like our first responders and our firemen, firewomen, all of our firefighting personnel. They went on 24-hour a day alert too. so they could make sure that they had the fuel out there to fight these fires, all of that, and the jet fuel for the helicopters and the planes that are out there flying and dumping water and retardant out there on the fires. SST Oil, this is just one of the many things they do to support our community. And if you don't know a lot about SST Oil, they've been here in Reading for 52 years. It's an employee-owned company, and they have so much that they can offer. But this is just one of them, helping to protect our community, SST Oil. You can give them a call at 241-1167. Kerosene, CFN cards, anything like that. SST Oil. Okay, 7:26 in the morning. You know, one of the things that came out yesterday was the six P's of evacuation. And I tell you, I stole it without a hesitation. From somebody that had posted this, the six P's of evacuation: people and pets, plastic, credit cards, your debit cards, keep those with you, and cash. Cash always, because cash talks, and sometimes if there's how severe the fires are, as we learned, is that the credit card machines, ATM machines may not be working. Papers, important documents, all those, have those ready to go. Put them in, you know, you should have them all in one spot anyway, hopefully in a safe or a safe place. So you just pick up the bag and run with it. Papers, you know, wedding licenses, divorce papers, those are big. In the last 2 days, I've run into people that said, we need to see your divorce papers. Because they were, when I tell you what happened at the DMV the other day to a friend of mine, you're not going to believe it. But one of the things you have to have is your divorce and your wedding license. If you're planning on getting one of the new California licenses that gives you ID so you can get on the planes, prescriptions, pictures. And this is kind of interesting, but in today's society, of course, personal computer. It's got all that stuff on it. So the six P's of evacuation: people and pets, plastic, papers, prescriptions, pictures, and personal computer. All right. David Koch, half of the billionaire Koch brothers. The brother, you know, there's two of them in the business. There's four of them altogether, but only two of them are in the business. Just passed away, 79 years old. He was diagnosed with aggressive prostate cancer 27 years ago and said he had like maybe 4 years to live. So 23 years after that, he was still alive.
Who are we talking about?
Charles Koch, or David Koch, billionaire.
Oh, yeah.
Half of the Koch brothers just passed away.
Oh, my gosh. And we had a friend that worked in that ranch.
Yeah, they're conservatives. The Republicans, they're big donors, and they are adamantly against Trump. They have been. They don't like what he's doing with the debt ceiling. They think he's spending too much. And I think there's probably just a few personal things in between. You know, when you get billionaires battling it out, I'm sure there's a lot of animosity there, because, you know, when you're rich and you don't like somebody, there are so many things you can do to them, as opposed to just being, you know, the average American. I mean, you can buy their land. You can buy places next to them. Anyway.
Well, according to this USA Today in the paper poll, 62% disapprove of Trump's work. Now.
Well, you know what? Here's what's happened in our society. There was a time when you saw a poll and you go, oh, okay. I look at polls now, and I don't care who puts them out. I look at it with a jaundiced eye, because you don't know what the questions are. You don't know where they got, you know, who they were talking to, or any of those things. So,
well, here's another thing in the news. I know we got to take a break here pretty soon. Sarah Sanders is going to be a new contributor for Fox News, so she'll be a political analyst. Excuse me. She will provide political commentary and analysis across the Fox News media. And she plans to make her first appearance on September 6th on Fox and Friends.
Well, I've got another one for you, but I'm going to wait till we come back from the break. That's causing a possible boycott of one of the most popular TV shows in America.
Hmm.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center has been acclaimed by the Watson Health Organization as being one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals. They have knocked the time to wait in the emergency room to 30 minutes or less, and many times 20 minutes or less. And they are certified as an advanced primary stroke facility, offering comprehensive treatment for stroke, caring for patients affected by stroke, beginning from the time you get in there, and then how to help prevent strokes. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's 7:30 in the morning. It's 73 degrees. It's going up to over 100 today, and we will be right back after these messages. This morning, Drive Time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Jensen live at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Well, it's hotter than hell outside right now. It's 100 in the shade with the sun beating down.
He's not your typical country artist, singer, songwriter, award winning, crowd pleasing. He's the total package. His hits include Buy Me a Boat, Drunk Girl, and Fix a Drink.
Now that I can fix a drink, pour it on ice.
Country artist Chris Jensen, Friday, August 30th. Tickets on sale at windriver.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51. Jefferson, state of mind.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along.
Welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I love this album. Is one of my favorite. And you would ask me, or I could see her face, but I can't remember. One of my great songs. I love her. Anyway, welcome back to KCNR. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, on Friday.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction is beginning a new class. Besides the regular great ones they have on CCW, advanced CCW, home protection, unarmed protection of yourself and your family, it's going to be for those people that don't want to really go on to the CCW, you know, have a CCW, but want to learn how to shoot and shoot safely, how to handle a pistol, how to make sure that if you are around them, you know what to do, you know, to unload them or to handle a pistol. It's a four-hour class. It's a one-day class. It's going, the price point on it is just wonderful, and it's there to introduce people to the sport but also teach them safety and how to safely use a pistol. Northern Firearms Instruction, usgunpro.com, or give them a call at 530-999-1822. Okay, we're here with one of our favorite people.
We need, like, the drum roll because we're so happy to have her on. You hear Susan Eastman call in. Is it Friday or Mondays?
Mostly Friday.
Friday. Right. Call in and tell us what's happening in the market. And you're really good just, like, rattling up, you know, all the things that are happening. We've obviously have been maybe a volatile time, up and down. We're not really sure. But with us this morning is Susan Eastman, financial advice for Will's vice president of financial.
First vice president
of Wells Fargo Advisors here in Redding, California. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Thanks for my sippy cup.
Oh, absolutely. So, yeah, we have to make sure that all coffee and water containers in the studio are covered because Moi has moved her hands around too much and, you know, it can fry an electronic like nobody's tomorrow.
And I must say your studio looks great.
Well, thank you. First time here. Yeah. Well, welcome to the show. And, of course, it's very, very important. You're here. The first thing you wanted to talk about was the five C's of watching
the markets.
Yeah.
Five C's. We'll cover that one by one. The first C is China. Of course, China today, we heard in the news, is retaliating and they're charging. They're going to put tariffs on our goods and services. And so that is sort of now an official trade war.
Between
China and the U.S. And well, the market was positive this morning, but then it turned south. But it's holding well. I mean, it's not down that much. The Dow is down right now, I think, 16 points, last I knew.
Okay, so
now it's up 35.
Okay, if you don't follow the stock market, could you just share with our listeners? I mean, they may have... You know, parents were, what is the Dow?
The Dow is 30 industrial stocks. It's an index. So when the Dow is down 800 points, per se, it's such a large market. We're 26,000 on the Dow. That is a very small percentage. But people, investors, get rattled by a large dip like that. But it isn't as large as you think. But it just causes everyone to start to think about, uh-oh.
Because it's based on these 30 businesses.
30 industrials.
Industrials.
And the S&P 500, they're like value stocks. Coca-Cola, they pay dividends.
Okay.
And that's an index. And then the NASDAQ is geared towards technology. That's an index. They can go down, but your portfolio could be totally different than those indexes. Indices. So you have to really know what you have in your portfolio before you panic.
And that will, and that's where you come in, because people can just see the headline, but their portfolio may not be impacted at all.
To that degree of the index.
To that degree, yeah.
Now, a lot of investors have been so prone to go to growth stocks because that's where they want to grow and they want to be part of that.
Right.
But when you have growth stocks that go up $30 a share or $40 a share, then they can also go down lower than the index. So say we drop 10% on the Dow or the S&P 500, and you have been in these large growth, large cap companies, your portfolio or your stock could go down 15 to 25% because of panic. So you have to really know what you have in your portfolio. And it's our job to advise, of course, and actually show you where you might have some risk. And the market has gone up since 2009, a lot, the large percentages. And so now it's a time to look at rebalancing, because if you don't keep an eye on it, or we don't keep an eye on it for you, you will later find out what happened to your portfolio after the fact.
Are you allowed to say how many individual clients you have?
I can just say I have households. I have about 400 households.
Okay. Households. Okay.
So that could be a client that has six different types of accounts.
Okay.
They can have IRAs, trusts.
Got it.
College plans.
So, like, say, for instance, hypothetically, somebody has a pension. Mm-hmm. They retired.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, what am I going to do with this? Well, I can put it in a bank, but I'm going to go to my financial advisor. What do I do with this now? Because I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to deal with the numbers. I want you to invest it. So what?
Well, a lot of times the pension is actually in the place of Social Security. So that's a payment. They wouldn't give that to me because they wouldn't want to live on it. But there's more 401ks, 457s, 403bs. These are retirement plans that individuals have put their own money in, and 401ks companies have matched. So that's their savings plan. And that's where when they retire, they come to me. And
okay.
Because they have their income on one side and their savings for retirement on another side. And then I will work with that to make it grow. And they will ask me for additional income because inflation, it's hard to live on fixed income in retirement for 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's get back to your C's here. Okay, the first one was China. Now, I did hear something yesterday is that China has reached out to President Trump, for a meeting here.
Yes.
I don't know if that's good news or not. But
the headlines continue, so we have to wait to see because they cancel. So they cancel or they extend it. They put it out. And it is kind of like a chess match, I think, between Trump and the Chinese leader. It's been, we don't really know. We just know the market every day is on pins and needles waiting for a headline.
Oh,
wow.
That's not good.
It is bad.
Yeah. You know what? No wonder you're up at 3 in the morning, looking at all the headlines from around the world because you have to.
And the other C is currency.
Okay. China
and
currency.
So we labeled, we officially labeled China as a currency manipulator this year and called them on that. And that's been another issue. And that the yuan went to 7, which was the indicator. And that day, the market dropped a lot too. So we're calling each other out on things and the headlines. And so we, as advisors, as I say, we want to make sure that we keep a balance every day between behavior, concern, and the investments.
Well, this just isn't just like going in there and taking
taking
a dart and throwing it at the wall. No, it is exciting. This is stressful, but if you know what you're doing in this, the value that you get from your knowledge and kind of pitting your knowledge about the way you know it's going to happen, but now you're also looking at a headline, because knowledge here is truly power, that information out there.
Well, and I've been at the firm up to this year, September, 23 years, so I don't feel as rattled as I used to be when I first went through a downturn. Mm-hmm. That was very unnerving. And so now I know exactly, keep a level head, think, be aware, and also be available. This is not a time for me to not be available.
It's hard to take vacations, huh?
Real vacations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it takes about 3 days to allow yourself to think you're on vacation.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of people are like that.
Finally go, Susan, relax. Okay.
I know a lady, she says, first 2 weeks, I'm just trying to relax. So she says, I have to take at least 3 or 4 week vacations.
But she can't.
Yeah, well, I know, you can't. Well, she can, but she says it takes me 2 weeks. 2 weeks to relax.
Right.
And then, okay, now I can have a vacation. So.
And now I'm getting to the age where I've been asked, are you getting ready to retire? And I'm like, no, I want to work till I'm about 70.
Well, you're really just a kid.
That's right.
You're just a kid. Hey, we're going to take a break here. We're with our Susan Eastman, who is the first vice president of investments over at Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive. And we're talking now we're going through the C's that are having a impact. It should have an impact on you. But we're going to take a break here. It's 7:45 in the morning here on the 23rd. 72 degrees. Weather reports, of course, always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane and the It's going up to 99 or 100 today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, if your loved ones need extra help, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, Sharon Clark is the one to go to. Licensed by state, all of her people have passed background checks. If you want more information on how she can help you and make a plan that works for you, check out readyandhomehelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. Ready and Home Helpers. We'll be right back with Susan Eastman.
You can shake an apple off an apple tree. Shake a shake of sugar, but you'll never shake me. No siree. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna run my...
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Have you been involved in any type of accident and don't want to go through your insurance company? Well, bring it to Mako and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. Bring it to Mako here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Mako also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Mako, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh, better call Mako, 226-0992. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Insurance companies may try to steer you to their recommended shop. This saves the insurance company money, not you. Call Mako for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Mako, 226-0992.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash, located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 Year Talk Radio. Your town hall of the airwaves. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Only full service jewelry store in Reading. Finn and I here with Susan Eastman, first vice president of investments over at Wells Fargo Advisor, has been doing this. This is not her first rodeo. She has ridden through quite a few, rousing bull markets and a couple of bear markets. So Susan, you're telling us the C's we need to know.
First, we were talking about China and then currency manipulation, and now we're talking about curves. And, those aren't curves like you're thinking right now, but curves as far as the bond yields. Where there's a lot of talk about inverted yield curves, where the short-term rates are higher than the long-term rates.
Yeah,
and the 10-year Treasury note and the 2-year Treasury note, last week the 2-year was higher than the 10-year.
And it shouldn't be
and
like that.
And the market just went down.
What?
Big time. So it keeps being it's moving every day. And someone said, there's a person, and I don't know who is, maybe it's a hedge fund manager. I didn't catch his name. They're shorting the yield curve. They want the 2-year or the 10-year to go to 1.47, and they would make a lot of money. And they said it could happen in one day.
Is there a science to this, or is the market being manipulated?
Sometimes I think when people want something to happen, it does get manipulated. And so we have to hear this headline now, too. And it's been every day we're watching it, because it has been shown in history when this happens, the word recession has been talked about, that a recession is coming. But we don't know when. We know we will see another recession because it's an economic cycle.
For sure.
Right. But we don't know when. So that then makes us more cautious as consumers. Because should we buy that house? Should we buy a new car? Because we don't know what's coming. If a recession does come, then we will see corporations slow down on spending and possibly go back to laying people off. We're trying hard not to, rock the boat, because we know that Trump wants to keep the market going and he wants to keep the economy going because he's on thin ice with this election. He wants to win.
The economy has been a strong point. Let's just say that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm asking questions, but is it a small group of people that can manipulate that?
Well, there's algorithms where they're set.
They're computers.
Computer buying, and so that gets in the way. So that's bigger than an individual investor. So
like somebody with lots and lots of money or a couple corporations.
I don't know.
We don't know. Okay, is that just kind of like paranoia?
We could get everyone run for the hill.
Run, run.
Should we buy gold? Should we have Bitcoin? What should we do? Have money in the ground?
No. Curves, and then?
Then now we have consumers. Now, consumers have been steadfastly enjoying this rise in the market, and they seem pretty happy. And we know that there's the retail a couple of retail companies had great earnings. Walmart, Target, Costco recently, but Macy's down, Urban Outfitters down, and we see JCPenney trading at maybe today 78 cents a share.
Wow.
And so,
what was the highest that you can recall that JCPenney's used to trade at?
Probably in their 40s.
What?
But they've been trading 8-5, and you've heard this, the malls. People aren't going to the malls. And we were just talking about a hair shop here. What did you call it? A supply store.
Right.
And it's going out of business, and we can't find our gel. So I'm trying not to go to Amazon to buy it. To go to the local stores.
You want to walk in, and that's how I feel.
I have my favorite brand, and now this is what's happening.
Right.
But then there's good and bad in this economy.
Right.
So we can say Target and Costco and Walmart are doing great, but that's, I guess, where we're shopping. And we're buying clothes online. We're not going into the malls.
Right.
So I don't know what's going to happen with that. But anyway, the consumer seems to still tune out the word recession, and they're keeping our economy going.
Okay. Consumer. So we've had China, currency.
curves.
Curves. And then
the consumer is a big part of our economy.
All right.
And then confidence. Business confidence, consumer confidence is still elevated. But if we don't get through these, the tariffs are going to have a slow, long impact on many corporations. We just don't know the whole impact yet because we're living through it right now.
Right. Well, like,
so the confidence could change. Confidence, we could get gun shy.
Well, think of how many products that you turn over and you go made in China.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I still see a lot of products.
Lots of our products daily are made in China. So imagine all of a sudden you go to buy something. Let's say, hypothetically, a ream of paper. And it was whatever it's doubled in price. That's shocking for the consumer.
Right. And then we'll either take a picture of that and then go online and see if we can find it cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
People do that, you know. But, this isn't doom and gloom. We just have to get through life and make choices. And as far as the investment world, we have to stay in tune to all the headlines and think about what we need to look ahead, not after the fact. We have to look ahead, not time the market. We need to still invest money, even at the market high. You just have to do a little bit differently using caution. And also you want to keep some cash on the side.
So what's a typical day look like for you?
Well, I get to work and I already know what's going on in the market because I start watching the news at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
And then I get to work and I get my computer up and running and then I check into Bloomberg and I just kind of get all the headlines around me continued.
Right.
And then I start calling my clients. That's my job.
So call your clients and say, I'm going to call, hey, would you like to, this looks good today. Would you like to, do you ask permission or you just do it?
Oh, no, I have to call.
Okay, I didn't know.
There are programs available when you have discretion and you can just do.
Right.
And the client signs the authorization.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the interaction.
Yeah. You're a people person.
I
can just see that. I've been in your office before and it's a beautiful office. Your space. And you can tell you love what you do.
I do. And I'm really, want people right now. Also, there's a lot of trading going on. And that's not long-term thinking. What I really want to let my client know that I am looking for you to be a long-term investor so that you won't be reacting every day. We have to look past the trees, and we're trying to buy a company or a mutual fund or investment thinking we're going to hold it for a while. But I do like to take out opportunities to buy into a downturn because there's an opportunity to buy at a lower price.
When it goes into a downturn. That's when you need to be aggressive.
Well, you need to be proactive.
I mean, aggressive or proactive. Maybe aggressive is not the word you ever use with financial advisors.
No.
Come to think of it. But you do have to be proactive.
Proactive. And when clients are frozen in time because they are fearful, I won't be. I will go, this is absolutely what we need to do at this time.
Well, we'd like
to have a great relationship with your clients.
Love to make this announcement to have you, or like invitation to have you come on quarterly, so you can listen to what's going on with our, with
you can just educate people
trading
on
and world
things
and,
like this.
Wow, I know you call in. We do a quick market, mm-hmm. but this is different.
Right.
This was good.
And by 3 months, we'll have a whole new set of topics. We don't know the future, but it'll be probably pretty dynamic.
But it doesn't mean that we can't also bring you in if something big happens, that we can't bring you in so you could explain why it happens, like you explained curves today and why China is important. These are things that people out there that maybe not even investing a lot, but it impacts on their lives, to have you come in and maybe explain something like that.
Well, that would be great. Thank you for that invitation.
You're always invited. Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Investments at Wells Fargo Advisors over on Park Marina Drive. And your phone number?
243-7561. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, when we come back, I think we're going to have Dr. Kara Tennant, but I'm not sure because she's a traveling lass. Okay. We'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the American economy is now in a favorable place, inflation surprisingly stable during a time of economic growth. Powell promising to act appropriately to keep the U.S. economy on an even keel. China retaliating for U.S. duties on Chinese imports, announcing tariff hikes on $75 billion of American products. That's not a big surprise, according to PNC Financial Chief Economist Gus Fauché.
We're seeing China retaliate by putting tariffs on imports from the U.S. into China. That will weigh on U.S. exports and weigh on U.S. economic growth. It's a negative for the U.S. economy, for the Chinese economy, and the global economy.
New home sales took a tumble last month, dropping 12.8%. Higher prices and limited inventory keeping would-be buyers on the sidelines. President Trump's chief economic advisor says the administration is studying the possibility of more tax relief, something Larry Kudlow calls Tax Cuts 2.0. He says the administration is consulting with congressional leaders.
On additional tax relief incentives for the middle class, for blue-collar workers, small businesses.
Kudlow says the tax relief might come next year. He was a billionaire philanthropist, a conservative activist and donor. David Koch has died.
Trained as an engineer at MIT, he joined Koch Industries back in 1970 and served on its board. He also served as CEO of Koch Chemical Technology Group. In 1980, Koch was the Libertarian Party's vice presidential candidate.
Correspondent Matt Small says David Koch was 79 years old. On Wall Street, stocks bouncing between gains and losses. Right now, the key averages in negative territory, the Dow down 126 points, the NASDAQ off 40, and the S&P 18 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-630-2010. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-630-2010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-630-2010 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-630-2010.
North Korea's top diplomat describing Secretary of State Pompeo as a poisonous plant of American diplomacy. Pompeo vowing to maintain sanctions on Pyongyang. The BBC's Laura Bicker in Seoul, South Korea.
North Korea's Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho said that Mike Pompeo had cast a dark shadow over the prospect of talks between Washington and Pyongyang. Mr. Ri said that North Korea was ready to shatter this absurd U.S. dream. Pyongyang appears to be trying to pressure Washington to change its position on sanctions ahead of any negotiations. Mr. Ri said his country is ready for both dialogue and confrontation and warned that North Korea will try to remain America's biggest threat if the U.S. continues to confront it with sanctions.
Japanese Prime Minister Abe says South Korea's decision to cancel a deal to share military intelligence is damaging mutual trust. News and analysis at townhall.com. Federal safety officials call for pilots to sample some revisions to a troubled Boeing plane.
The Federal Aviation Administration is recruiting pilots from airlines around the world to test changes Boeing's making to the flight control software on the grounded 737 MAX jet. The FAA is wanting some of those pilots to have relatively little experience on the 737. Testing will happen in flight simulators, not on actual MAX jets, which remain grounded, and the tests are designed to determine how pilots handle the software. The timeline is not set, but testing will be done before the FAA recertifies the plane. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Federal authorities unsealing a 252-count grand jury indictment charging 80 people with participating in a conspiracy to steal millions through a range of fraud schemes and laundering the funds through a Los Angeles-based network. The U.S. Attorney's Office says most of the defendants are Nigerian citizens. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, your town hall, the airwaves.
Yes.
So good morning, everybody. Here it is, 8:05 in the morning here on Friday, the 23rd of August. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm. He was here last night and early afternoon helping us with the fire, with fire reports. And Jared, you did a great job. Thank you so much for coming in on very short notice.
No problem.
You and Sue just did magnificent. So we're so proud of you guys. Because we were on the air last night till 10 o'clock when it, you know, things were dying down in the sense of the air, of the wind. Everything seemed to be under control. If it had been a battle like we had had on the car fire, we would have been on 24 hours a day, of course, with our for our community. But I'm here with Linda, who's got all of the weather today, and it's not what you'd call balmy.
Well, good morning, everybody, and let's do the weather update. It's currently 76 degrees in the downtown studios. And temperatures will be 104 today and our lows of 71. Saturday, it's currently 74 degrees. Well, you know what happens is we do have the 4 degrees of variation around, whether you're at the airport, but downtown it's 74 degrees. Our highs today are 104 and our lows of 71. That's today. Saturday calls for clear skies around 102, maybe winds about 5 to 8 miles per hour in the afternoon. And then we go up to about 5 to 9 miles per hour on Saturday night. Sunday, sunny and hot, 103 with the lows of 72. And Monday, 106. That's our hot day where we have the weather warning. Tuesday, sunny and hot with 106. Wednesday, 103. So we are in triple digits, folks, until Thursday. According to the National Weather Service, will we get down to just a mere 99? Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, operated, you know, it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. 365-3793. What's up there?
Okay, we're going to do some updates on the mountain fire
that
have been rolling in here.
It's weird to think that Labor Day is coming up, isn't it?
It is. The aircraft are going to be taking off at 8:30 this morning, which is about another 23 minutes to go back out at the mountain fire. Nothing has changed. The sheriff's office has said nothing has changed with the evacuation since last night. I know Tierra Oaks is back in their into their homes, so they were allowed into their homes again. The latest update on the at the 7 o'clock briefing this morning is Cal Fire has said that the they've credited an amazing job by their initial attack crews for helping to keep the fire from getting out of control of the mountain fire. It's currently 40% contained and is holding at 600 acres. Their key objectives for the crews today, keep the fire east of the East Fork Skillwell Creek, keep the fire south of Bear Mountain Road, keep the fire west of Dry Creek Road, and keep the fire north of Highway 299. So that's their fire breaks right there. Again, as usual up here, the terrain is proving to be very, very challenging for our crews, but they are confident they can keep control of this. Low winds are also expected, and that's going to help. I can't say enough about our fire crews. And the reaction to the fire when it started yesterday, we've learned our lesson, I hope, in the car and campfires. When that thing started, there were aircraft in the air immediately, or very soon after it was spotted, helicopters dumping water on all sides of Bear Mountain Road. And of course, the big tanker, Bev Mills took a photo of a friend of ours who is also a real, real integral part of our community. Mm-hmm. Here. took a photo of the tanker flying over her house.
Wow.
And what a great photo it was, because you had the tanker flying over and there was the American flag that they fly in front of their house coming
That's
over.
Fun.
So I shared that, and I put Bev's name all over it, of course. So the tankers were coming in there, and then the fire crews were out. And then even last night, you weren't seeing a lot of information saying, oh, it's contained, because they didn't want to get into this thing where they're saying, oh, yeah, it's contained, and then all of a sudden 12,000 acres are burnt overnight. They were playing it cool on that, but the fire crews out there, it's not easy terrain out there. They're up and down. They're fighting it from that way. Now, I also learned something last night that I had not heard of before. I'm going to pull it up on my
iPhone.
On my iPhone here. And I got the, and this is from somebody that knows. This is from somebody, I'm not going to mention names. It just says that just an FYI, there are private insurance fire protection crews on this fire assigned to specific houses. CAL FIRE integrated them, and CAL FIRE integrated them, but these are fire crews that are hired for specific houses. People have either bought insurance or they've hired they're not mercenaries. They're contract firefighters. They come up there.
They want to kill the fire, so they're mercenaries.
Well, they're there for the McMansions.
Yes,
People have, I guess if you can afford it, a special insurance. They're sent by some agency. They are very prepared and trained. The ones that our friend met out there, and he goes, wow, you know. So he says he's worked with them in the wealthier areas of L.A. But isn't that interesting? They had somebody got the idea, or an insurance company has offered this, or somebody's offered this up, if you can afford it, is if the fight's on and the fire's going, you get your own crew in there that are trained professional firefighters that can protect your house. Isn't that amazing? It doesn't surprise me, though, because when you think about it, here's a person who's got a multi-million dollar house and got, you know, everything in that house, and they're being told to evacuate. Well, you know, and they've seen what's happened before. And so now they've got an insurance or some kind of coverage where your own fire crew comes in.
Well, interesting. It's like anything else. When there's a niche.
You heard
that
first here, folks,
there's
by the way.
There's a niche. And it's not to say and undermine at all what.
Oh, nothing at all.
No, it's just, I guess it would be if the doctors are full or whatever it is, you go to your specialist, got a first line in the pass. First pass in line is what I'm trying to say. We had a friend over last night. I had a function at my house with several different women. And we were discussing the fact that she was saying, and I hope that I heard this correctly, that if you have an insurance, they renew you, your insurance policy when it comes to fire, take it. Because she said, I am telling you how many people are losing their policy. They're canceling their policies.
Yeah.
Not they're canceling. The insurance companies are saying they're pulling back. They're not even going to be insuring you. So that has got to be freakazoid for some people.
Well, you know, what it's going to come down to is that there's flood protection offered by the government, and they forced it out, you know, that companies had to offer flood protection. I wonder if the same thing is going to happen to fire protection, because people who live up in our area and other areas that have fires like this, and I'm not going to even get into the causation of the fires or why they're so bad, because we talk about it all the time, the lack of forest management. Some people will say it's climate change. Hot weather and lack of forest management just makes this so much worse. So they're drawing circles, and this is what I was told by someone that knows. They draw circles out there, and if you're in that circle, you're not going to get coverage. It takes special coverage or some kind of special
deal
to get it.
And maybe that's these guys, the SWAT team that came in or whatever you want to call them, the specialists.
Well, maybe that's it, and I'd love to learn more about this. And I'm gonna get a hold of my friend who told me about this and get some more information about this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Shasta College is closed today.
Yes.
All the main campuses are closed, and ITV sections are canceled for today. They are to expect to be open by Monday, mm-hmm. I'm sure. So but stay tuned, and for information, call the campus safety at 242-7910. There's a couple of the things that also happened that have been really interesting as far as the fire and people, things that are going on with the fire, and the reactions by people. I think people reacted better. I think people were more prepared. I would hope they were more prepared, that you had a go bag that you were ready to pick up when those things happened.
Well, there was a good reminder of the go bag. You know, interrupt you, but you know, today with hearing Sue, who by the way did a fabulous job yesterday, talking about just coming in and giving an update, which you know we really try to do, but we had Jared and Sue come in and just were here. So I never thought about this, and I don't know how many people have. When you have your pet, also. Emergency kit for your, like a go bag for your pet. Well, how many people think about the dog bowls and enough water?
Food.
And food. And how about like any kind of medication that they could possibly be on or need? Maybe you've had some and it's not expired, but you know, you may, that just was like, and their records.
Just like people. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Crackmaster knows the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. He's been doing it for a few decades. Jeff Worst, a veteran, and this is, of course, a veteran-owned business. There's nobody better than him. Quality workmanship. He is. He can repair any type of windshield, any type of chip or cracks up to 2.5 feet in length. RV owners with those big windshields, if you've got a little chip in there, which you're getting as you're traveling, and you don't want it to get any worse, give Jeff Worst a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. Stop by and see him at 3208 South Market Street. He'll come in there, he'll look at your vehicle, he'll give it an inspection, he'll give you an analysis. If it's something he can't do, he's not going to waste your time or money. He'll send you to a place he trusts. If he can fix it, he guarantees it for life. Jeff Worst. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business, and local, my friends, local. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:17 in the morning, 79 degrees, going up to 102 today. BNT Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at BNT Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, You have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
B&T Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from B&T Satellite.
We were born before the wind, also younger than the sun.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio, your town hall of the air. Your local news chat talk shows right here. Not only, of course, Linda and I from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, but a variety of other shows on Saturday and Sunday, dealing from Veterans Affairs to State of Jefferson to what's happening in the world and also psychology. And how to get along with people, which leads us to our next subject. But this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. They get along with everybody. Yeah, Cornerstone Community Bank. You know, of course, they have opened up their, you know, their headquarters down there. It's been several months, but at 192 Hartnell Avenue. It's locally owned, locally operated, community oriented, and kind of like us. And, but Cornerstone Community Bank invites you to experience how they move local dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Hey, have you ever wondered, Jared, why people may not like you? I know everybody likes you, but they've done studies about why people don't like people. Have you ever, why do you think people don't like other people?
Well, I have to think, like, why don't I like other people?
Okay,
clash of personality.
Okay,
or,
but what, if you could put it down, like, to say one thing, what would you say it would be? The reason you don't like somebody.
Person, I don't, that's hard.
Okay.
Honesty, I mean.
Honesty is a big one. No, honesty is a big one. But, and, cause I've got like four different sites that talk about it. But the first one is, and this is on a couple of different sites, control. You have to be the boss. You've got, it's not only the fact that you have to be the boss, you have to control everything. You're the small tail that wags the huge dog. And what you have to realize is control is only short-term at best. It requires force or fear or authority, some form of pressure. And that comes back on you. So one of the reasons that people may not like somebody is because they try to control everything. You blame people. Another reason people may not like somebody, they blame people. People make mistakes, you know. You blame people for your problems. I think that's really interesting. You've got a problem, but it's somebody else's fault all the time. You got to take responsibility when you're wrong. You try to impress people. People may like things, but that doesn't mean that they like you. I mean, you have a hot car, you have, you know, the best house, swimming pools and all that, because you're trying to impress people and you're putting everything into that, and which is superficial. It's not a genuine person there. You cling. An absence of fear, insecurity isn't happiness. It's just an absence of fear or insecurity. When you're afraid and you hold on tightly to what you know, and that could be people or things, and that you're afraid of change. How about this one? Interrupting. Have you ever dealt with somebody that when you're trying to talk to them, everything they're saying is much more important than you?
It drives me crazy. And, you know, if someone interrupts me, at least acknowledge it and be like, oh, sorry, I interrupted.
To me, that's kind of the ultimate rudeness.
But if you just do it and you don't even, it doesn't even register.
Yeah.
And that is, that bugs me.
Are you finished?
Yeah.
I didn't want to interrupt.
Okay.
No, but you know what? When they do that, to me, that is a form of rudeness. Because to me, that's saying, you don't really care what I'm saying. You don't value my opinion enough, at least to let me to get out the words I'm trying to say. Whatever you're saying is so much more important. You have to talk over me. Yeah, so I agree on that one big time. Whining about somebody that, we were going through that. Oh gosh, the air conditioner is 12. You know, it's 2 weeks. Blah blah. You know what? That's whining after a while. You know, when you have a series of things happening, you can tell people about it. You know, hey, the air conditioner went out. The house is being painted. The air conditioning in the studios went out. We had the mountain fire going on. The garbage disposal fell out of the sink last night. I mean, these are all just facts of life. But when you look at it in the overall. In your overall scheme of things, really, how important are they? You think about people that lost that family that lost their house last night, or think of the campfire and so many people lost their homes, and they survived that. They're rebuilding. They're getting on with their lives. So I kind of think that, but you hear people, as the Brits say, whinging a lot. Okay. The next one is. Oh, how about this? You ever been around somebody that just criticizes all the time?
Sure.
Does that bug you?
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, they're
I'm
more...
I'm sure I'm guilty of, like, a lot of these things at some point, but...
Well, we all... You know what? We all are. We're humans. We probably are at this. But criticism, that the person's constantly criticism, they're better educated. Oh, they've got a more... You know, they've got a higher-paying job. They're more experienced. Yeah, yeah. It doesn't, you know, when people do that. So that's another reason that people may not like somebody. Preaching. This is the brother to criticism. Your way is the best way. And I don't mean preaching about, you know, about church or anything like that. You know, people telling you not to do things. People telling you your life could be better. And this is how. You have to just listen. It comes under the word judgment. You know, how about judgmental people? Do you run into those that they talk about somebody? I mean, gossip is another reason, another one of the reasons that people don't like people. They gossip all the time, but gossip is, sometimes passing things on that aren't true. That they, you know, because somebody has told them something, and so they're going to tell it. And it's not necessarily true, but they're passing it on like it is. But a lot of this is a judgmental personality that what you're doing is wrong, and anybody knows it's wrong, and you need to change what you're doing. I mean, based on that, or looking at a person and making a judgment. That bugs me too. But you know what? We all do it. Okay. You ever been in with somebody that won't let something go? They dwell on it.
Yeah, that might be me.
Oh. Do you hold grudges?
Not really. I get over things eventually, but sometimes something gets stuck in my mind and
you can't let it go.
Yeah, I feel like I need some sort of vindication or.
You have to learn from your mistakes. One of the things I try really hard to do is be able to turn things loose and walk away from things. This isn't always the best way of handling it, but you have to be able to, I guess, compartmentalize in a way to be able to say, you know what, I made a mistake here. I've learned from this mistake, but I'm not going to dwell on it, or it'll make me crazy. Every so often a thought comes back to me of something that's really stupid I did literally 50 years ago, almost 50 years ago. I mean, literally, almost 50 years ago. And every so often, it circles back and it comes running out for some reason. Something triggers it, and it bothers me. But most everything else I can turn loose, and you try to do that. Some people will say, well, you're just detached. I don't think detached is the right word. I think you've just got to be able to say, you know what? I'm going to kind of turn this one loose today and not go back on it. Fear. You ever been around people who are afraid of something that's going to happen? Or, gosh, if you do this, this is going to happen, and I can't do this. I can't take this step forward because bad things could happen to me without actually ever doing anything. Have you seen that with people?
I think I've seen all of these in people to some degree or another.
Sometimes if you try to wait for the right moment, the right moment will never come. So you have to move forward. You have to take the chance. A quick story before we go to the break. Lived on my boat for a couple years. And in the marina there, everybody's talking about, oh, yeah, I'm getting ready to go do our cruise. I'm getting ready to go do our passage. That was the big word, the passage. Yeah, we're getting a boat ready, and we're going to go out. We're going to do a passage from we're going to go down to on the Ensenada run and then over to Hawaii. And they're getting everything done. But you notice that they don't – it's rarely that they leave the dock. Or if they do, they just go out for a day. But, oh, no, we're going to do our passage. And there was this one boat that had said, yeah, we're going to do our passage. And didn't really talk about it a lot. One morning, that boat's gone. It had gone south. It was making the passage. Well, most of the others never, ever did it. And because of either a fear or other, there's always a reason not to do something. And if you let that take over your life, you're never going to accomplish anything. You're going to be stuck in the same job in the same place your whole life. And it just doesn't, for me, I can't do that. And I, you know what, I had a after a beginning of passage party for them, and they were gone already. So everybody else was there cheering them on and all this. So never saw them again. Who knows? They're in the Cook Islands someplace now, and this has been several years ago. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Hey, if you're going down to the DMV, be prepared. Because they are making a friend of mine's life miserable. Because all she wanted to do was get that driver's license that gives you the ability to get on, the state ID that gets you on planes and all these. And let me tell you what's happening at the California DMV when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at B&T Satellite. So many great deals they have going on now. So many gift certificates that are there. So many ways to save money. Special programs for our first responders. Here we go, first responders, veterans, and those over 55. Great deals that gives you free movie rentals, upgrades, all of this. But it's only at B&T Satellite. That's right. For you, don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. One more time, B&T Satellite, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, 241-3474. We'll be right back after these messages, 8:33 in the morning, and it is going to be warm out there today. It is now 80 degrees, and it's going up to 102 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, your town hall of the air, right here. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold. Give them a call at 244-9478 for appointments. It's a great place to learn what's going on. And good morning, everybody. Here it is, 8:37 in the morning. It is, gosh, 82 degrees. I'm sorry. Let me see what that says. 81 degrees, going up to 102 today. So be careful out there. The we talked about why people. The comments I got were, you know, after I said reasons, force, fear, authority. Yep, that's her. One of the comments. Hey, have you gone down to try and get your state-sponsored ID card, which is this case your driver's license that has a special marking on it? Have you tried that, Jared?
I have not. How new is this?
Well, it started like 10 years ago, but the state of California spent millions on it, didn't do anything with it until the last year. So, of course, they're behind the power curve. But one of the reasons they're behind the power curve is one of our friends went down there yesterday to renew her license. She took her birth certificate, because this is what it says, and proof of that she was a resident of this, of where she lives. I think it was like an electric bill. Well, they've moved since the last time she got her driver's license. So this is a new address she's at, but she does have what they wanted for and for her proof of her identity. The first time she went in there, she just had a copy of her birth certificate. Wasn't enough. They wanted the original. Now, do you have your original birth certificate?
I do.
I do,
well,
too.
I don't, actually. My mom has, your like, mom files has somewhere, somewhere in her house.
Okay, so you need that. Or, and this will solve your problem, my friends, if you have a passport that proves who you are, that will make your whole life easier. Anyway, and she doesn't have a passport, expired. So she says, here's my, so she brought the original, came back with the original, and they said, and had a piece of tape on the end of it, you know, because it's an older, it's been folded up and all this. And so, I'm sorry, we can't take it with tape on it. What do you mean you can't take it with tape on it? And he has to go talk to his supervisors, and after three of them discuss it, okay, we can take it. I'm not making this up, right? Well, then they wanted something else that showed where she lived. She goes, this is what it says. This is all I need. This goes back to the supervisors, and they decide, okay. Now, these are three people talking about whether they should accept an REU bill with their name on it and their old driver's license and a birth certificate. So then it's like, okay, you need to bring in, you know, your divorce decrees and your marriage license. Well, for some people, that could be, you know, that could be two or three, two or three great experiences you've had in life. So have you kept all of your divorce decrees and all of your marriage licenses? I'm sure you've kept your, I'm sure everybody does that. I'll get into this one a little bit later, too, down at the VA. Anyway, so they laid that on her, and then they made her come back, and then she had to fill out another piece that you can only fill out online. You can only get it online, which is strange because what about people without computers? So it's been the third day to go down there and get the ID, which should be very simple. So this is what I'm suggesting to all of you out there. If you don't have a passport, you should probably have a passport anyway. You can never tell when you just want to leave the country. Get yourself a passport, go down there, and I think it will make it easier. I think. Now, I don't have to go in there for another, and I'm already making sure that I have my passport and my old driver's license will match the address on my on the new driver's license, probably. Okay. Then at the VA, at the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, I can't say enough about how they're helping a Marine who is suffering the effects of dementia and his wife, helping him with this paperwork. And I was in there yesterday. And then they wanted a copy of a death certificate. And there's both their second marriage, the other one. They're both widows or widowers. Both their spouses had died. They wanted a copy of the death certificate of the other wife. Well, the only thing that saved us was it happened in Shasta County. So they were able to get something like that. But these are things that it's not Celestina and the gang down there who are doing great jobs, great work. This is the government. They have tightened things up. They want to know how much land you have. And when you're on your house, okay, I have a house. How much land is with it? Is it over 15 acres? That's got something to do with it. I guess there have been times when you're trying to do the aid and attendance that there have been people scamming it. But the work that Celestina, like I said, is just outstanding. But, again, these are things that you have to have with you that you wouldn't think you had to have with you because I'm just trying to get my driver's license. You give them to people here illegally a lot easier than this. You know, what's the purpose of putting me through all of this? All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. I want to talk about a few of the things here before we go. Mainly here it is on a Friday, thinking about why, you know, when this mountain fire hit, all of those people that were on Facebook, they have such diverse opinions. Why did it change? And what happens during an emergency? Carl Lindebach, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And we have football starting tonight. We're going to talk a little bit about that when we come back. Our first football game of the season. And we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, another locally owned, locally run business right here in town. It's been in business for about 10 years. It's done a great job. And I have any type of firearm you're looking for, ammo, accessories, and gunsmithing, which is the best, you know, there's probably some of the best gunsmiths you're going to find anywhere. At Bastiani Arms and Veterans, you get a discount at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, and they're open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back after these messages.
Armstrong and Getty here on KCNR with the all-new lineup for 2019.
Join us 9 to 12 Monday through Friday.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribbling's with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train over.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio for our last segment here on Friday, the 23rd of August, 2019. 82 degrees going up to 104 today. It's 104. Okay. Somebody's been putting things in the chat room, keeps talking about it's 104. All right, 104. Hey, the news or the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. 8:49 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by, you know what, Alliance Heating and Air. It's this time of the year, and this is what I'm hearing from our building we're in when the air conditioner, literally the fan blew off where it's supposed to be and went right through the center of the air conditioner, taking out wires, fuses, you name it, it took it. And so they're, of course, having to repair the whole thing. It's a little bit older up there. So that's good because they're going to put in an energy-efficient one here in the building. But this is the fourth one that's gone this week in this building, and or at least where he's working in different places. And then we're hearing all these others that saying, yeah, their air conditioners are failing. So you can imagine how busy everybody is out there. But Alliance Heating and Air, if you're looking for somebody that can fix your air conditioning system, they guarantee their work, any maker model, it's Alliance Heating and Air. It, too, is a veteran-owned business and produces it when it performs the way they say they're going to. They get out there, they're on time, they're clean, they clean up afterwards, and they make sure you're taken care of. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Now, I was just talking about the DMV and forms of identification, and Jimmy came in and says, my CCW worked as proof of residency at the DMV. Well, why not? He's gone through a background check. You have your address on there. And I think that's great. I hope that wasn't a joke that you just said, Jimmy, because I didn't think about it being you're just spoofing me until right now. What I was talking about before I get into that, tonight we start football season. High school football begins tonight with Shasta out at West Valley. The game's going to start at we'll start broadcasting at 7. The game will start at 7:30. There's always that possibility if they have the JV game that it'll start a little bit later than that. But we're going to be on the air from 7 o'clock on. I want to thank our sponsors that are helping to do this. High school football, I think it's important that a station in our area play local sports and give people a chance to listen to the local high school games. And also the Colt 45s, and I want to thank all of our sponsors for coming in there and helping us with that. And you know, we don't make any money on these things, but I think it's important that we do something like this. And this is like our fifth or sixth year of doing Colt 45s baseball and high school football, and we appreciate your support out there. So again, when you hear on our advertisers on our station locally. They're local businesses. Many of them are local businesses, small businesses, the backbone of our community. Please go out and support them. Tell me you heard it here on KCNR or don't, but just support the businesses. You know, on Facebook, you go on Facebook, don't you, Jared?
I do not.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Well, that's probably you're a smart man. No, you probably are because you know what? Whatever you have going in your life, Facebook has a tendency to probably impact it a little bit, if nothing else, just the time it takes. You know, we always put things like yesterday, here's where Facebook was good. We were able to put out alerts on Facebook, tell everybody what was happening, and before we get off the air today, we're going to give the final update that we had at 7 o'clock for the day. And but it gave a chance to get a lot of information out, and people were sharing information on Facebook. The only problem with that is that we were hearing things like, people were saying how, a vast amount of acreage was being burnt, and that was never announced. So we never announce rumors. It has to come from either CAL FIRE or the Sheriff's Office. But the thing that I also noticed was people that were just, you know, they go hammer and tongs at each other over political things or social things or whatever. When that fire came on, people were pulling together again. They were worried about the people out there. Everybody had the same thoughts. We're concerned about the fire. We're concerned about all those people being evacuated. We're concerned that for the firefighters, we're concerned about what's happening to our area up here. And everybody, again, had one thought in mind. The people that were being affected by this, but also our firefighters, also our first responders. We had a meeting yesterday that I had to go to at 6 p.m. that has that three of the members could not be there. One was law enforcement, and two are volunteer firefighters. They could not be there because they were out on the job fighting the fire and also protecting homes out there. So our thoughts, of course, our thoughts and prayers always go out to our first responders and those firefighters. It's not an easy job. They're in horrible terrain. Fires can shift. There's been tragedies. We've had last year, as Chief Stoke died in the car fire last year. Other firefighters badly injured or killed. So our thoughts are going out for that. But it's nice to see is that people can put aside differences politically and come together on an issue like this. So big shout out to everybody that way. I don't know if this is a surprise, but Sarah Sanders, remember Sarah Sanders? She was, the press spokesman for Trump. We had no problem at all getting into it with the media. Was one of the ones that when she's having dinner at a place in Virginia, the owner of the place said, "I'm not going to serve you. I refuse to serve you because you work in the Trump administration that caused all types of consternation for a lot of different people." This was when you were seeing people being confronted at restaurants or wherever they're at. People running up to them, start screaming at them and won't let them eat their dinner. Childish, stupid, childish things like this. Maxine Waters, if she was eating at a table next to me, I wouldn't lean over and say, "Maxine, I thoroughly disagree with what you're doing, and I don't think you should eat here, and I'm going to scream at you until you leave." I would no more think of doing something like that than I would going out and kicking my dog down the street. I'm not comparing Maxine Waters to my dog. I love my dog. But I would no sooner think of doing something like that to somebody. I don't know where it says it's okay to do that. And when somebody made that comment, my comment then on that was, well, I didn't think MSNBC made an offer to her, or NBC News or CBS News. I think it would be Fox News, and she signed on there. Now, the other thing is, you remember Sean Spicer? He also was a spokesman for Trump for his first year in there. Sean Spicer, have you ever heard of the show Dancing with the Stars, Jared?
I have, and I was reading Twitter.
Oh, the Twitter on this.
Yeah.
Well, they've chosen Sean Spicer to be one of the dancers on this show. Immediately, you get crazy people out there saying, "How dare you pick Sean Spicer to dance on the show?" Now, they've had felons on the show. They've had drug users on the show. They've had everybody on the show, but Sean Spicer... Oh no, his political viewpoint, he should not be on your show. We're going to boycott your show. Even the host of the show said he is not the one I would choose to be on the show, but I can suspend that. I'm a professional. He'll be treated just like everybody else. Well, one of the other dancers on there, an African American dancer said, and he also is, he's got a huge following, said, "Hey, I talked to Sean Spicer. I think he's a very gentle man, and I really enjoyed talking with him." And he put that out on Twitter. Well, what do you think happened to him? Oh, yeah. The assaults began. And he came back. He followed him. He said, "Look, my degree's in sociology, and I was a social worker before I got into this." And he says, "This is my idea. I will meet people, listen to their beliefs, and have a discussion with them to see if I can, change what they're thinking, or at least come to some kind of understanding," which I thought was probably the best answer I've ever read from somebody in the entertainment industry. And he said, "Hey, he's a human. He's an individual. He's a person to talk to." We got Nick on the phone. Oh, you know what? We've run out of time. And I just have a quickie here. I'm going to go to. We're going to go over, but I want to go over one more time the latest on the fire: 620 acres. It's 40% contained at this point. That's as of 7:15 this morning. And the fire, they're keeping the fire east of East Fork Stillwater Creek. They're keeping the fire south of Bear Mountain Road, west of Dry Creek Road, and north of Highway 299. The terrain is still an extreme challenge out there, but the amazing job done by our firefighters and the initial attack crews has really gotten this thing under control, 40% contained. We will not be making updates today, probably, unless something changes dramatically. Everybody, have a great day. Have a great weekend. Remember, it is the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?